We're with Jacob Olson. He's the assistant director of the Valley City High School Theater Department. So the upcoming production, Singin' in the Rain Junior. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the show. The first performance is going to be on November 14th.
Yep.
And how many folks are involved with this at the high school theater department?
Oh, we have a cast of about 20, I would say, a little over 20. And it's, a musical, so you need lots of people to participate. You need your dancers and your background singers and all that stuff. So it's been a fun adventure so far, getting everyone lined up in choreography and all that great stuff.
Well, that's great. Well, you've been with theater productions in the past. And,
true.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. This sounds kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So... the thing with, high school theater is there are so many other, great programs, whether it's, football or cross country, that you have to, fit in your theater time there. So we only practice two nights and then on Thursday morning. So it's almost like 2.5 practices a week. So you got to really make the most of those.
No kidding. Yeah.
And especially with a musical, some outside voice lessons. So these kids, put in a lot of work and a lot of effort. And so hopefully... if you come, you can see the work they've put in to blow it out of the water, because they do. They really give it all, and we're going to really squeeze everything out of them here this next week, so it's a great show next weekend.
Well, Jacob, talk a little bit about Singin' in the Rain Junior. We know
Yes.
about Singin' in the Rain movie. Many of us are, thanks to Turner Classic Movies and many
Yep.
other venues, but what does Singin' in the Rain Junior mean?
Okay, yep, so... Singin' in the Rain Junior is all your iconic songs from Singin' in the Rain. It's just been kind of condensed down or trimmed to a hour and a half version, so like a 90-minute version. So if, you want a musical but are concerned about being out late on a school night, you don't have to worry about it with this show, because you're going to get all the, all your favorite songs from Singin' in the Rain. It's just not going to be... with a 3-hour story, it's going to be cut in half, essentially.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking maybe, with the breaks and all that, like maybe 90 minutes at tops
yeah.
or something like
yep.
that. Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the lead characters.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about them.
Sure. So first you have Don, and he is... the big celebrity, the Brad Pitt. I don't know who's today's Brad Pitt, but he's the big show entertainer, and that's played by Cade Powers.
Okay.
And then you have his buddy, who's also a goofy actor character, who is Jacob Jeunesse, and he's fantastic as Cosmo. He's a great singer, really funny, goofy. Slapstick comedy type character.
Have to have a lot of energy for
yes.
that role. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's something that we try to tell the kids, is that the show is meant to be very hokey and, a lot of physical comedy. And so we try to get them to really go over the top with everything to make it fun. And then Kathy Seldon is played by Maggie Oberlander. And Kathy Seldon, if you aren't familiar with the movie, her character is, she's kind of this no-name actress who Don kind of runs into, and it turns out she has this spectacular singing voice, and they end up trying to, think of ways, how can we get her into more stuff? And then you have Lena Lamont from the movie, who has this real nasty nasally voice. And in the time period, they'd only done silent films.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was this very attractive actress who was a movie star because of her looks. But if you heard her talk, she has this, nasty nasally voice. And Talia German plays her, and she just nails the voice and the really, kind of diva personality that she has. And, essentially it's about that kind of golden age of Hollywood of silent film and making the jump from silent film to what they call talking pictures and movies with audio. And that's basically what the time period, the 1920s, is time of the show. And it's, fun kind of Charleston swing music. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, that's what you can expect is that era of music.
That's great. Debbie Reynolds is who I was trying to remember.
Yes.
Maggie will be playing Debbie Reynolds.
Correct. Yes.
that role. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be, tell us when the performance is again.
Okay. So opening night is the 14th. And then the 16th is Thursday. So Wednesday we do a matinee just for the elementary kids.
Yeah.
So 14th starts open to the public. And then Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th, and Saturday the 18th, all at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go, they're only $10 for an adult and $5 for students. And you can pick up tickets at the senior high office, or you can come at the door. It's whatever is most convenient. If you're a person who likes to plan ahead and have those tickets in your hand,
sure.
You can show up to the senior high office sometime, maybe you're over your lunch break or something, and pick up some tickets, or you can just come time of the show. But it's really going to be a fun time.
And talk a little bit about the director. You're the assistant director.
Yes.
We're with Jacob Olson, mm-hmm. but the director is Chelsea Jensen.
Yes, Chelsea Jensen. She is fantastic. She's done a lot of work outside and beyond practices, and I know her dad has helped a lot with the set as well, and that's one thing about you're literally the theater department, so you have to make the set and do all this, put in this extra time, and that's what we've been kind of working on, and we've been working with outside help to make sure that we have a set that looks fun and looks like it could be a old Hollywood movie set.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting because you do a set within a set. But yeah, she's fantastic. She's done a great job. She's on top of things. She's very organized, and we really look forward to this next week of kind of meshing, seeing what we've got and doing a full run. And being able to work more on the nuance character parts rather than the blocking or, you stand here. Now we're at the point where it's like, can you say it with more for this time or just, tweak little things like that. And that's kind of the fun part is really making sure you're giving it your all.
All right. Thank you very much, Jacob, for joining us. And we wish you all the best. Have fun with this. I know you will.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope to see you there.
Jacob Olson with the Valley City High School Theater Department. They're presenting Singing in the Rain Junior November 14th, 16th, 17th, and 18th at 7:30 p.m.